I'm WSB's Herman Cain, and depend on this
whenever and wherever
there's breaking news,
severe weather alert,
or a traffic red alert.
The WSB 24-hour breaking news center will tell you about it.
News 95.5 and AM 750.
WSB, depend on it.
Hi, this is Kevin Nealon. You're listening to The Mark Arum Show. Boy, that is Jewish.
He packed in animals 2x2, ox, camel, and a kangaroo. Packed him in that ox so tight, I couldn't get no sleep that night. Rolled up the ship and him, tell him about that master plan. Oh, my
Welcome back to the show, 11:08, 8 after 11. Mark Arum here, you there, everybody on board on this Movie Monday. Low T Chuck stretching while taking your calls. Longoria, he of the stoic Mexican work ethic on the other side of the takeout window. Very simply, Movie Monday, two topics, your worst and the best and worst superhero movies of all time. And pick an SNL cast member and give me their greatest movie ever made.
What do you want?
I don't know. It looked like you wanted to talk.
No, huh? I thought you were gonna try and stump me with the.
All right, you ready? Members. Top five cast members. Longest tenured cast members in SNL history.
I think I can give you two.
Okay.
Daryl Hammond.
Daryl Hammond is number one.
Okay, and Tim Meadows.
Not in the top five.
Really?
Longoria?
Wow. Okay.
Fred. What's his name? I don't know.
Armisen.
Yeah, he's fifth.
Really?
Okay. So Daryl Hammond is number one at 14 seasons.
And Fred is fifth.
Wow, okay.
And Fred is fifth with 11. In between.
Now, is this like on air too? What about Tina Fey? She was a writer for a while.
I think just cast members.
Oh, okay.
Number of seasons, yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure it's acting.
See, Tina Fey was on for 6 seasons.
That's it?
Yeah.
I think she wrote for more. But.
Yeah, probably. Okay, so Daryl Hammond's number one and Fred Armisen's number five?
Yeah. Number two, Seth Meyers, 13 seasons.
Wow.
I didn't know that.
Number three, your favorite senator, Chuck, Al Franken.
Oh, nice. He was so inconsequential other than the
Stuart Smalley
thing. Yeah. I had no idea he was on that. I knew he was a writer for a while. He must have been on all through the 80s then.
Yeah. Al Franken was on, let's see, from 19. Oh, he had three separate stints, 77 to 80. 85 to 86, and then 87 to 95.
That doesn't count.
Well, he was on for 12 seasons. What do you mean it counts?
No, you can't split it up.
And
like
actually tied for third, Atlanta's own Kenan Thompson.
He's been on there for a while.
Yeah, he is still a current member, I believe.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
2003 to the present. So
he's
he
one of the few
years.
Funny ones.
There you go. So there's the top five SNL cast members of all time. All right, let's bang some calls out. Chris joins us on the program. Chris, welcome to the show.
Peace, bro.
Welks, man. What's going on?
I got a few that might be off the wall that most folks haven't thought of. Worst one ever that I ever saw was Blank Man with Damon Wayans.
Blank Man? I don't even remember seeing that. I heard of it, but...
My best one, which is not technically a superhero, but it was the first Punisher.
Okay.
And for SNL cast members, I got to choose two. Caddyshack and the Blues Brothers.
So you got Belushi, Chevy Chase, Bill Murray.
And Dan Aykroyd.
That's right. Punisher, what? Punisher, not a superhero? Forgive my ignorance. I would have classified.
He did have superpowers, but he went completely bonkers on somebody and got total revenge when they killed his family.
Yeah.
And he was a comic book dark hero for many years.
Well, Batman doesn't have superheroes. Superpowers. So
yeah, but he's got super money.
Yes, he does. Indeed. All right, Chris, good call. Mark's in Dallas. Mark, welcome to the program.
What's up, brother?
How are you, sir?
Good. All right, my best one is going to have to be The Dark Knight, and I believe that Heath Ledger is the one that made that movie what it was.
He was really good. Christian Bale's a great Batman. I'll give him credit, but Heath Ledger was really good as the Joker.
Yeah. The worst superhero movie? Meteor Man.
What was that about?
You have to look it up. It was in the late 80s, early 90s, and it wasn't even make it to a B movie. Meteor
Man. Robert Townsend, 1993?
Yeah, I guess it was early.
Oh, I did see that. Yeah, that was not great.
Yeah.
But it knew, I mean, but it made fun of itself. Like, I mean, you know, it knew it wasn't going to be good, right?
Yeah. SNL cast member,
late great Chris Farley and Tommy Boy.
Tommy Boy, not Black Sheep.
No.
All right, I'll take it. Good call, Mark. Daniel's in Acworth. Daniel, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, Marky Mark.
Danny Boy.
Superhero, despite the fact they all follow the same formula, I would have to say my favorite would be Hancock.
That's with Will Smith?
Yeah, Will Smith, Charlize Theron. Whoever her husband was hilarious in that movie.
Yeah, that was all right. I like that.
Worst would be, I don't even know the name of the movie because I turned it off after about 5 minutes, the Nicolas Cage with the motorcycle on fire movie.
Ooh, I don't know. Do you know what it is, Longoria?
I do. I can't remember the name of it.
The Hell Rider or something like that.
Hellraiser? Hellboy? Hellbound? Hell on Wheels?
Something like that.
Hell in a Bottom Carter? No. All right.
SNL, though. John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd in one that's really quirky. Not a whole lot of people are a fan of it. Neighbors.
No, that was good. Did you see the new movie Neighbors with Seth Rogen and that other young kid?
Zac Efron.
That was actually pretty
was really funny.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider.
Ghost Rider. Good job. Yeah, that's the worst. Nick Cage.
Yeah.
Among the next bad Nick Cage movies.
Yeah. If you want to laugh, I mean, it's not a great movie, but if you want to laugh consistently, Neighbors is pretty solid.
I thought Neighbors was great.
Yeah. And I love the chick in there that played Rogan.
His English.
Yeah, with the accent.
Oh, my Lord.
English or Australian? It doesn't matter.
It wasn't American, it's totally
that
fine.
Accent is just phenomenal. 404-872-0750, outside of Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Brian's in Mayreta. Brian, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mark, Preach.
Welks, man, what's going on?
As far as the worst superhero one, I would have to say Daredevil.
Refresh my memory on Daredevil.
With Ben Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
And Jennifer Garner.
Terrible.
Not good. And, of course, you know, a lot of people are saying this one, but Batman, because at least Christopher Nolan ones, because he's fantastic.
What do you think about the new one coming out, Batman versus Superman or whatever it is? What is it?
Well, as I mentioned, I'm not a huge Ben Affleck fan, so I don't know. We'll see about that one.
He's got the chin to play Batman. I'll give him that. He's got the Batman chin down. Acting wise, I mean, you can't play Batman over the top. You got to be subdued as Batman, right? I mean, Batman's no offense, Longoria, but Batman's very stoic. When he, as long as Maggie Gyllenhaal isn't the love interest, we're okay.
Yeah, she wasn't good at all.
No, that was. but I'll tell you what. Thanks for the call, Brian. Have you guys been watching? You don't watch Ray Donovan, do you?
No.
Yes.
So have you seen? Are you caught up to date?
Yeah.
What? Katie Holmes does not look good, right?
No. Hot neighbor keeps saying the same thing. She's like, she looks old. I think it's the braces.
But is she? Is that her character wearing the braces, or is Katie Holmes wearing braces?
I don't know. That's an odd choice to think that the character would randomly decide to get braces.
A billionaire at 35 is going to get braces.
Yeah, no, I think that's a real life thing.
That's weird. She doesn't look good.
No, she doesn't at all. Like, we were talking about that last night when we were watching it. We were both like,
how about the Al Swearengen love note bombshell?
Wow.
I know.
We had to pause it. I was like, wait a minute. And we rewound him like, yeah, no, that is exactly what just happened.
Yeah.
But don't you love when he gets mad and you just see Al Swearengen and you just picture him behind the saloon in that greasy gray.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, Ian McShane. Love Ian McShane.
You heard about the movie, right? I tweeted you that, or I texted you that.
Which?
The Deadwood movie.
Yeah.
That they're in talks, like, legit.
But here's what I don't believe about that. Chuck and I are talking about our favorite show, Deadwood. Long since canceled on HBO. The actor that tweeted it out, okay?
Yeah.
Played two characters in Deadwood.
Yeah.
And both of those characters are dead.
Oh, that's a good point.
So why would he even be involved in this? Are they going to have him as a third character?
I realized it was like the third time I'd watched the show all the way through before I figured out that was the same guy. Oh. I didn't know. You all right?
Just whacked myself in the face.
So they pulled your eye out there.
Wow, that was close.
What was that?
Did you see the cat-like reflexes?
Yeah, that was pretty good.
I'm surprised.
It's that D1 11. Athleticism.
Exactly. The genetics are still there. Listen, Yeah, go ahead.
I'm hoping. I thought it was. I mean,
I'll give money if they for a Kickstarter or whatever.
Yes.
Make it happen.
I just want to see it.
I keep watching the reruns.
I know.
Every night. Deadwood's so good. But Ray Donovan's really good. You saw last night, yeah?
Yeah. But I just love when he gets mad because all I can picture is Al Swearengen.
Yeah, exactly. He didn't really get mad until last night.
Right.
Last night was poor Ray. Ray was so close to holding
the
golden ring. And then poof, Longoria, poof. Tom's in Buckhead. Tom, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Oh, hey.
Hey, Tommy.
How are you?
Excellent, bud. How are you?
Great. Doing well. I don't know if anybody's mentioned, but I thought the first Spider-Man movie, I already forget the name of the actor, but I thought it was absolutely the best.
Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Captured the Marvel Comics way of teenage angst and superheroes who didn't have, you know, ridiculous powers like Superman could lift the whole world on his finger. I mean, come on.
Yeah. I played poker with Tobey Maguire.
What's that?
I've played poker with Tobey Maguire.
Really?
Yeah. He's tiny in real life. He is like 5'6" and 110 pounds. He is absolutely tiny.
Yeah, I believe it.
Yeah.
And I just thought they just captured Spider-Man so perfect in the whole Marvel thing. And I guess my least favorite would be there was a Batman movie with Danny DeVito as the Penguin or something.
Mm-hmm. He was just gross as the Penguin. That was just a gross dude.
Yeah. And then you had, Saturday Night Live, I gotta love the original Vacation with Chevy Chase and the Blues Brothers.
Two good ones. Chevy Chase, maybe, all right, if this is something we could do next week, if you look at any actors, give me their best five movies, okay? So you'll pick Charlton Heston, give me his best five. Tom Hanks, his best five. Chevy Chase's best five movies are going to rank up there. If you're just picking out five movies in anyone's career.
Yeah, you're right.
Chevy had some stinkers.
Yeah.
But if, you know, we're just going top heavy, top five, he's up there. His best five movies are really, really good. Aaron's in Lawrenceville. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up?
How are you, doctor?
I'm good, man. Love your show.
Thank you, buddy.
I just tuned in, so I don't know if anybody's mentioned, but to me, the greatest superhero movie of all times was The Watchmen.
It has been mentioned. Really good flick, too. I'm on board with that as well.
Yeah, because, you know, for anybody, what I loved about it is, you know, for someone to get dressed up in outfits and they go seek out, you know, punishment and danger, they got to be pretty screwed up. So I like the fact that they showed, you know what I mean?
I hear you.
The fact that they showed the dark side of them as well, you know. And the worst one was that Shaquille O'Neal superhero movie. I can't remember the name of
Shazam?
It.
Shazam?
I think that's one where he had like magnetic powers.
I don't know. I just know. Thankfully, I'm not very familiar with Shaquille O'Neal's acting resume.
Yeah.
Great ball player. Great NBA analyst.
But you never saw Shazam when he was a.
I don't know. Was that what? Did he genie? Have superheroes in that?
I thought he was like a genie.
I thought so too. But I knew of it. I haven't seen it.
It's not worth watching.
Yeah, I'm not gonna go home and watch it right now. All right, we're gonna come back. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Your favorite and least favorite superhero movies, and pick an SNL character and tell me that cast member's best movie of all time.
Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Oh, by the way, I did not guess the soundtrack correctly. It's a good soundtrack though, except for that last song. We had a little mix up there. 404-872-0750, 1-800-WSB-TALK. Wes in Swanee. Wes, welcome to the program.
Hey, what's up, guys?
What's going on, brother?
Oh, nothing much. So everyone said Blues Brothers, which would have been my SNL movie.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll go with the funniest and worst superhero movie. It was probably Mystery Men. It's hilarious. It's got, like, all the worst superheroes, though.
Mystery Men.
It's got, like, Ben Stiller, who's, like, Mr. Extreme. He gets really upset about things.
Oh, yeah. With Janine Garofalo.
Yeah, she's, like, the bowler. She's got a bowling ball with her dad's skull in it.
Yeah.
But the kid that can only be invisible when you don't look at him.
Indeed. All right.
Yeah, that one. Can we get the movie soundtrack?
No, not yet. End of the show.
Okay. That's all I got there.
All right, 30 minutes. Call back if you know it. Monty's in Conyers. Monty, welcome to the program.
yeah, as far as, not superheroes, but as far as funny movies, Barbershop, to me, I don't know if you remember it or not, was awesome, man.
Barbershop with Ice-T?
Yeah, about the ATM and all that stuff, man.
Absolutely. Speaking of, did you see what set records this weekend? The NWA movie?
Yeah.
Straight Outta Compton?
I went and watched it Friday morning.
Oh, really?
It's awesome.
Where did you go see it?
Up in Cumberland.
Okay.
At the Cumberland Mall.
So, nationwide ticket sales. It was the number one movie this box office broke records. The theater that sold the most tickets for that movie this weekend? Atlantic Station in Atlanta.
I could see that.
Out of all the top 10, there was 9 cities in California. And number one for the greatest ticket sales for Straight Outta Compton.
We went to 9:30 show.
A.M.
And it was packed.
What were you doing at 9:30 a.m.?
I don't have anything to do on Friday mornings, so I go to movies.
Show prep for the Mark Arum Show, maybe?
Nah, I'm sleeping.
You're good. 404-872-0750. 1-800-WSB-TALK. Best and worst superhero movies. Pick an SNL cast member. Tell me the best movie they were in. Johnny Kilbasa, straight ahead with a fast food review on Twitter at Mark Arum. This is the Mark Arum Show.
Tell me, do you like what you see? Do you think you can? Do you think you can do?
I'm WSB's Clark Howard. From Dunwoody to Douglasville,
Washington to Woodstock,
whenever and wherever there's
severe weather,
a traffic red alert,
or breaking news,
the WSB 24-hour breaking news center
will break in.
Depend on it.
The Mark Arum Show. Brought to you by the letter Q.
Talking a whole bunch of that I ain't trying to hear.
Welcome back to the show, 11:35. Where are my headphones? Radio professional, Mark Arum. 18 years in the business. I just had my, today's my 18th anniversary of WSB Radio.
Really?
August 17th, 1997.
Wow.
How about that?
I know. You didn't even mention it. We could have gotten you a cake or something.
I know. Maybe tomorrow. Bring me breakfast.
I'm not waking up that early.
18 years today. It just occurred to me. Wow. Happy anniversary to me.
Yeah, happy anniversary.
Right. Welcome back. Movie Monday. We're discussing two movie topics today. One, the story, the guy that dressed up as Batman in Maryland. Awesome dude. He dressed up. He got a Batmobile. He got a real Batman costume. And he used to go around and you know, visit kids in hospitals as Batman. He died yesterday, unfortunately. He was struck while his Batmobile stalled out on the highway, I guess, and was struck and killed by another vehicle. So in honor of his legacy, we're talking about superhero movies tonight, your favorite and your least favorite. And Tracy Morgan, speaking of car crashes, is apparently fully recovered and will be hosting Saturday Night Live next year. Not a cast member, but a host. And so in honor of that, give me an SNL character, cast member, and tell me the best movie they were in. Are we doing breaking news here? What's Elwine doing in here?
I have no idea. Oh, he probably forgot something that he left in there.
He forgot his SpaghettiOs.
Yeah.
His bowl of SpaghettiOs.
Oh, I forgot that.
Oh, his glasses. All right. 404 872-0750 1-800-WSB-TALK. Greg's in Powder Springs. Greg, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey, how you guys doing?
What up, buddy?
I just got in the car. I just got up from work, so I don't know if anybody fit these two here yet, okay, for the comic movie or the hero movie. But my best movie is Blade with Wesley Snipes in there, the first one.
Okay.
And I like that one because that was like one of the first successful Marvel ones. I know they had like some DC movies like Spider-Man, and not Spider-Man, but Superman.
Superman,
and
yeah.
But yeah, that was the first Marvel. But the worst comic or superhero movie, it's like Blade Trinity. It was like my
I didn't see that one. No good?
No. It had like Ryan Reynolds and
right. Say no more. You had me at Ryan Reynolds. You got an SNL character.
Yeah, was Bill Murray, wasn't he in a Saturday Night Live person?
Oh, yeah. Bill Murray was, let's see, I will tell you exactly what years. 77 to 80. Four seasons for Bill Murray.
I don't know if anybody said this or not, though, but Little Shop of Horrors, he was in there somewhere and with like Rick Moranis and some other people.
Yeah.
But it was like one of my favorite old ones.
Anyway. Rick Moranis, not on Saturday Night Live, by the way. He was on SCTV. Yeah, he was on the Canadian version with Dave Thomas, and SCTV it was called back in the day.
Yeah. Happy anniversary, by the way.
Thank you, Greg. Yeah, I should have got myself a cake. I got a little thing of Nutter Butters. They have these little plastic cups. Have you seen these things?
Your anniversary for what, by the way?
Today's my 18th anniversary at WSB Radio.
You've been here 18 years?
18 years, dude.
God, you're about retirement age.
Dude, 5 years. I'm out. Tapped out.
That's a Charlie and Drew show.
Yeah. If you can hang on that long.
That'll be a train wreck.
If you can hang on that long.
It'll last that long.
Yes. Get Buford to run the board. Rachel to screen the calls. Nice.
That would be an interesting show.
Yeah, you got to do it, dude.
Sydney's in Atlanta. Sydney, you're on the Mark Arum Show.
Hey.
Hey, buddy.
My favorite comic book movie is Punisher.
Okay.
And the least favorite has to be Batman Forever.
Which one was that?
It was the fourth one.
Who was Batman in that one?
No, not me.
George Clooney.
Clooney?
Yes.
Okay. Not Mel Gibson.
And my favorite SNL character is Chris Farley.
Okay, what's your favorite Farley movie?
Tommy Boy.
I like Tommy Boy better than Black Sheep, I think.
Yeah.
I saw, where did I see someone was had a Callahan Auto Parts t-shirt on?
Oh,
I think
nice.
It was up at Cherokee Casino. I was like, greatest shirt ever, my friend. Greatest shirt ever. 404-872-0751-800-WSB-TALK.
And now, on the Mark Arum Show, it's time for the Fast Food Review.
Joining us live on the Greasy Salty Hotline from Parts Unknown, Height Unknown, Weight We Do Not Want to Know, Johnny Kilbasa and the ever-so-popular Fast Food Review. How you doing, Jonathan?
I'm doing great, Mark Arum. I'm drawing a bath, and I'm doing the math to give you the deepest, the longest, and the widest fast food analysis this side of I-20 late at night, Big Daddy.
This side of I-20. I love how that's the demarcation. All right, so you promoed this last week. We're going to do a little special review today. What exactly are you doing for us?
18 years. 18 years. Traffic reports got you for 18 years.
Well done, my friend. Well done. You remember back when I first started, man. We've been buddies that long.
Yeah, not too long after that, man. I can't. It's we're getting old.
When did you move to Atlanta?
A little after that. You were probably making about $6.50 an hour. I think you might have got your first raise.
$7.50. That's what I was hired.
$7.50
an hour for 4 hours a day. No, it was. I'm sorry. It was $8 an hour. I made $32 a day before taxes when I first started at WSB Radio.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many other jobs did you have?
Double digits,
I always had more than one job. At one time, I had three jobs. I was here. I was at the Marietta Daily Journal. And my uncle's cigar store.
Tell him about the third one, man.
Oh, yeah.
Tell him about the dancing you had to do.
And I was an escort. A poorly paid male escort. Yes. Yes, indeed.
Mark, it's preseason. It's August. It's the worst month of the year for sports, but everybody's speculating. Everybody's coming up with their power rankings.
Okay.
And now when you do that in the NFL power ranks, you take you take your quarterback index, you take your offensive line index, you take your coverage index, you take your defensive index, you take your overall index, and you come up with a ranking of the 32 teams from top to bottom, who is the strongest. Now, since I am the strongest, I'm going to rank for you the top 10 fast food burger power rankings.
Ooh, we'll
do
all right,
10 to 6.
I'm going to write the, today. Oh, we're doing 10 to 6 tonight.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Thursday we'll do 5 to 1.
Six. Okay. This is great. So I'm writing them down. Go ahead.
Right. Now, okay, we got a lot of algorithms going on. We got the polynomials. We got the coefficients. We got sine waves and all sorts of things. I had to go through like three pencils to get the math on this right. So here we go.
Okay.
I don't expect anybody to or everybody to agree with this. This isn't the best overall cheeseburgers in Atlanta. It's not your favorite cheeseburger. This is the power rankings of fast food burgers in and around the big city, right?
Gotcha.
I ranked them on taste. I ranked them on cheesiness. I divided awesomeness by annoyance. I went patty girth divided by patty juiciness times bun treatment and everything in between.
Understood.
Here we go.
All right.
Number 10. Number 10 and falling, by the way. Put a blue down arrow next to this one. Barely making the top 10 in the power rankings. The Whopper.
The Whopper going down.
It's been around a long time, and I think it might be on the cusp of being outdated, Mark. Number 10.
Wow. All right. That surprises me. Okay. You've already got me surprised. One burger into this list. Good job.
The
okay.
Surprises will continue. Coming in at number 9. So now he got talked up early in his career. Now it's kind of wavering. We don't know where it's going. Five guys. Let's do the Five Guys bacon cheeseburger coming in at number 9 on the power rankings. Five Guys cheeseburger.
All right.
Now it peaked earlier in the power rankings a couple years ago. Now it's kind of panning out. We don't know what they're going to do.
I don't hear many people raving about Five Guys anymore. I don't hear people going, "Oh, it hit hard and it hit quickly." But I think the popularity of the Five Guys is waning.
Yeah, or at least it's flattening out a little bit.
Yeah.
That's that. So we got 10 Whopper, 9 Five Guys coming in at number 8. A new player in town that I don't even talk about that much, but you're going to be hearing more about, and that is Smash Burger. There's a couple of them that popped up around the city. Smash Burger, barbecue, bacon, cheddar burger.
Ooh.
They put the onion fries on it. They put barbecue sauce on it. They put cheddar on it. It's a good, always fresh, never frozen patty. They smash it down on the grill. You're going to be hearing more about that. Put a little orange up arrow next to that number 8 for the new.
Hold on, Longoria, have you ever been to Smash Burger?
I actually went today for lunch.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Did you have the barbecue bacon?
I did not, but it was very good.
Chuck, you ever been to Smash Burger?
Never even heard of it.
I've heard of it. I haven't been yet, though.
It's very good.
That's funny that Longoria went there. Longoria jumped on that up arrow and had it for lunch today.
I rode it all the way to lunch.
Yep, that's the new kid on the block coming in at number 8.
Excellent. All right, number 7.
Number 7, tried and true, Big Buford, Checkers, Big Buford. You don't have to over-explain it. Always with the cheesiness, always with the girthiness, always with the juiciness. Coming in, it's a middle-of-the-pack player. It's not going to be relegated to a lower level. It's not going to win the championship every year, but it's going to be there.
The Northwesterns or the Wisconsins of the Big Ten. You're going to get a 7-5 season out of Big Buford every year.
Right, they could pull an upset at any time, but they're not going to run the table.
Okay, good enough. All right, number 6.
Number 6, that's the last one for today. Varsity Double Chili Cheeseburger, number 6.
Wow.
What more can you say about this? Now, they might not have the juiciest, they might not have the girthiest patty, but when you throw in the coefficient of awesomeness and the coefficient of, lengthiness, it's been around a long time. It's coming in at number 6. It surprised a lot of people.
It's a hometown favorite.
Right.
Yeah.
And right there, number 6. Whopper, number 10. Number 9, Five Guys Bacon Cheeseburger. Number 8, Smash Burger Barbecue Bacon Cheddar. Number 7. 7?
Yep.
Checkers Big Buford. Number 6, Varsity Double Chili Cheeseburger. Now, we've not mentioned a bunch of other ones, so we got the top 5 coming up Thursday. I can barely wait, man.
All right, 5 through 1.
Let's do it right now. No.
5 through 1 on Thursday. Speaking of the Varsity, Chuck, this is in your neck of the conservative woods. Jeb Bush going to the Varsity tomorrow.
Yeah, he's rolling through town on
making
some his Southern bus tour.
Annual pilgrimage to the Varsity.
Yep.
I've never gone the double chili cheese at Varsity. I always get the single pimento cheeseburgers and get like 9 of them, which is probably not the smartest thing to do financially. I should probably get the double burgers, but I just the single pimento cheeseburger at Varsity, holy smokes, it's so good. So good.
Pimento cheese is an underrated cheese when it comes to cheeseburgers in the fast food world.
Delicious. All right, so 5 through 1 will be on Thursday. In the meantime, you can follow him on Twitter, at Johnny Kilbasa. Johnny, we appreciate you as always, and?
It's cholesterol is high, baby. So am I. Follow me on Twitter.
At Johnny Kilbasa. Appreciate you, bruh.
Anytime, bro.
Johnny K in the Fast Food Review. I've only had 2 of those. I've had the Whopper, and I've had the Big Buford. I've never had the Double Chili Cheese, the Smash Burger. Oh, I've had the Five Guys Bacon, too, so 3. I've had 3 of the 5. Where is Smash Burger? Where'd you go? Where is that?
God, I don't even remember. We took my daughter to the doctor today, but I don't remember.
Is she okay?
Yeah, it was just a 2-month checkup. She got shots.
Paternity test?
No.
DNA swab?
No.
They didn't do that?
No.
All right. Not yet.
No.
Not yet.
Gotta wait for the few of those features to come out.
You're kind of like, if you look at Longoria and then you look at his daughter, it reminds me of True Detective, with
oh my god,
but the opposite.
Yes.
With what's
his
name?
What are you talking about? Matthew McConaughey?
No, no. Oh. It's season two.
Oh.
The Irish guy.
Colin Farrell.
Colin Farrell. So Colin Farrell in True Detective. All right, so you know Colin Farrell.
Yeah, yeah.
Good looking dude, mm-hmm. brunette. And he's got a hot brunette wife, ex-wife.
Yes.
And their kid is like this.
He's a little fat redhead.
Real pudgy ginger kid.
He's a little fat yeah. redhead.
But I don't have a redhead.
I know.
No, but this.
But
point
your daughter's
is,
adorable, and you're not.
And I'm not. Yeah, that's true. That is true.
It's like the reverse True Detective paternity test. Henry's in Atlanta. Henry, thanks for hanging. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for getting the call.
My pleasure, buddy.
So you're talking about Batman movies probably are the best and worst of superhero movies, I'd say. The Dark Knight is probably the best, and Batman Robin is probably the worst.
No argument here.
And I'd say Bill Murray's probably had the best SNL, post-SNL run. So I'd go with Ghostbusters and the Groundhog Day, probably tie.
Ooh, you know, I talked about Chevy Chase's top five films. Bill Murray's top five films might even be superior.
Yeah, and he's got some even going into this decade.
Yeah.
Life Aquatic, I still think is
great,
one of the...
great, great career.
Yeah.
All right, this is the last chance you have to listen to the soundtrack. I did not know it. I had to beg Longori during the break to tell me what it was. If you know tonight's soundtrack, call now. You win the WSB prize pack, 404-872-0750. Outside Atlanta, 1-800-WSB-TALK. On Twitter, at Mark Arum. One segment to go, Movie Monday. This is the Mark Arum Show. In the big leagues, getting our turn at bat. As long as we live, it's you and me, baby. There ain't nothing wrong with that. Forever moving on up. Mark Arum on 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. Final segment of the show tomorrow. Big fun stuff, including Billy Bob Thornton joining us on the program. Justin joins us with a guess on the movie. Justin, what is the movie soundtrack?
Well, when you guys played Get Back by Luda, I figured it was Tropic Thunder, but I could be wrong.
Is that your official answer?
That is my official answer.
Longoria, is it Tropic Thunder?
Yes.
Nice. Right. It was a good soundtrack. Yeah. I guessed wrong. Twice yeah, I guessed wrong, and I made Longoria tell me. All right, hang on, Justin. Loti's going to get some info from you, okay?
Awesome.
Do not listen. Do not give him your Social Security number.
I won't.
All right, good. He's trying to do that. Scam alert. Clark Howard, scam alert. Yeah. Kevin's on the Mark Arum Show. Real quick, Kev, what do you got, buddy?
I was calling to guess the soundtrack.
What's your guess?
Tropic Thunder.
No, it's not. It's Godfather Part 3. I'm sorry, Kevin. You were oh so close, my friend.
Too late.
You were. Appreciate the call, though, buddy. All right, we got to do Star of the Show. We got to get out of here. Got to get out of here.
Are you guys ready for the Mark Arum Star of the Show?
Was not me. That is for Ding Dong Shore. Tempted to give it to Bobby Kidd.
Come on.
It's either Bob Kidd or Kielbasa. I'll let you guys decide.
I'd give it to Bobby.
Bobby Kidd? All right. Bob Kidd, okay, star of the show. Yes. It's not you, Longoria.
No,
you're not. You're losing out. It was Bob Kidd or Kielbasa. So... All right, Bob Kidd. I think that's his first star of the show.
Yeah, for that one.
Does he have Floyd? Does Floyd even have one?
I think Floyd has one because
he's got.
I think we went to him. Remember that one time?
Yeah, when we kept going. We kept doing the news. Yeah.
Yeah. He,
all right. Can you do me a favor?
Yes, sir.
Email me the current standings.
Okay.
And I'll put them on my Facebook page and I'll tweet them out tomorrow.
Okay.
Because I want to know where we are. We're already in the middle of August.
Yeah.
We got to go where the star of the show standings are.
Done.
All right. We'll continue the conversation on Twitter at Mark Arum, Facebook, Mark Arum WSB, Instagram, Mark Arum, Billy Bob Thornton tomorrow night on the program. And now, me, like you, will go to sleep, little baby. No other loving baby.
Go to sleep, you little baby. Guests of the Mark Arum Show stay at the All Suite Omni Hotel, located in the heart of Chicago's Magnificent Mile.